Time for our second feature, again read by Elaine Smith, and is about dealing with pesky doorstep canvases.
Let your mind paint a pretty picture when it comes to pesky canvases. A feature by Keith Skipper. With my joined-up writing coming on a treat, I decided to buy a fresh bottle of blue ink the other day. Luddite lubrication, according to one of my poetic admirers. "Would you like a quill to go with that?" asked a straight-faced assistant. I said I was married to Mother Goose to save money, as that idea tickled my fancy. Some folk thrive on orthodox retail therapy. I much prefer the challenge of turning every transaction into the sort of cheerful lines we lapped up during radio's golden age of comedy. No, I'm not placing modest provincial banter on the same top shelf as classics like Itmar, The Goon Show, Take It From Here, Raise a Laugh, Hancock's Half Hour, Educating Archie, and Round the Horn. Even so, for customers of a certain vintage, examples are there to inspire counter-attractions to mundane financial dealings and boringly flat chit-chat. For example, I can't imagine Spike Milligan buying a kite without reference to Goon with the Wind. Max Bygrave sizing up a map without uttering, "I've arrived, and to prove it, I'm here." Or Mrs. Mop purchasing a new bucket without exclaiming, "Can I do ye now, sir?" Let your imagination wander up and down the aisles next time shopping threatens to rival Bank of England interest rate deliberations for sheer excitement. But do take care which saucy lines you borrow from dear old Julian and Sandy when Bona Fido dog foods hove into view. These are your actual canine compounds, Jules, to help sort out your pedigree chums. Oh, here comes that bold Hound of the Basket Meals. Looks just like Mr. Horn after a brisk walk is on the beach. And we all know his bite is worse than his bark. Another area crying out for a bit of wholesome fun is when someone comes to your door to sell something. Like religion, double glazing, or politics. No need to be rude or confrontational. Just do different, and most of them will do a runner. Well-meaning missionaries who ask if I'm ready for the next world get a reminder that I'm still trying to make sense of this one. And an invitation to look up Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 7. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not yet full. If that doesn't work, I ask where they live and the best night to call for a chat about the main differences between the Church of England and a chapel of rest, and what you should say to God when he sneezes. I can't wait to help liven up the next general election campaign when earnest canvassers arrive wearing rosettes bigger than dinner plates and pinched faces fashioned out of latest opinion polls. One of my favourite ploys to get them going is to sing very quietly out of the corner of my mouth. Wait for the inevitable query and then deliver a short lecture on the secret ballad. That can be coupled with the poignant story of great-great-grandmother who tied herself to the railings. Why did she do that? Because someone stole her bike. Norfolk crime figures began there. That old faithful, it keeps coming up on the doorstep, asks for stronger stomachs to swallow even more harsh economic medicine. We'll take that one on board, and we hear what you say, suggest they're not the slightest bit interested in your cause to single the A11, to cobble the A140, or weigh up potential effects of the alternative vote system on parish council democracy in the 21st century. I did get slightly confused a few homely chats ago when one of my politically motivated callers happened to mention that nice Mr. Clegg. I presumed he was referring to Norman Clegg, cornerstone of sound philosophy and whimsical humour, as portrayed by the wonderful Peter Salas in BBC Television's Last of the Summer Wine. Worth a vote any day of the week, I mused, especially if he's going into coalition with Compo, work and pensions, Foggy, for defence, Howard and Marina, energy and climate, and Nora Batty, chief whip. To be serious, for a Miliband or two, hope seems to be blossoming about a fresh brand of harmony breaking out to make an impact at the next general election. Don't hold your breath, but it must be about far more than Dishy Rishi, Charmer Starmer, and Davy's Saviours. No obvious winners or losers, just gentle jostling for progressive partnerships as old rivals become new colleagues and humility in the national interest replaces outmoded party hubris. This could have exciting implications for our region. Stand by for seismic shifts in relations between Cromer and Sheringham, Dereham and Fakenham, Yarmouth and Lowestoft, Beccles and Bungay, Northwold and Southwold, Upwell and Downham, Rockland St Peter, Rockland St Mary, and anywhere else where a spirit of togetherness seeps through. There's even a whisper about the unthinkable. Norwich City and Ipswich Town pooling resources and forming East Anglian Wanderers to secure a permanent place in the Premier League and Europe. Anyone for a referendum on another yellow and blue coalition? That nice Mr. Clegg could bring it up on the doorstep.
Thank you, Elaine.